There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, pretty exciting stuff. There's a new blood test that can detect a broad range of cancers, and not in their end stage, but in their earliest stages, by forcing tumors to create a unique type of protein. Stanford University Medical School researchers injected DNA microcircles. It's a customized genetic construct consisting of these little baby tiny rings of DNA, and they injected them into mice. They used a blood test to show that mice with tumors produced a substance that tumor-free mice did not. With blood and urine tests, doctors must depend on detecting biomarkers that the tumor itself makes. So obviously, these biomarkers have to be a very specific test. It's nothing that could look at for a broad range. And sometimes these tumors, if they don't make enough biomarkers, the blood test won't pick it up. However, these DNA mini circles work by forcing tumors to make a protein that it otherwise would not to detect the presence of cancer. So they kind of, I guess, flip the problem around, according to Dr. Sanjeev Gambhir, professor and chair of radiology and director of the Cannery Center at Stanford for Cancer Early Detection. They say, we flip the problem around. You're no longer dependent on nature to make a molecule that's unique to cancer. You've given a pill that forces cancer cells to turn around and make a molecule for you. I love the idea of manipulating cancer. I love it. Cancer is already a manipulated son of a gun that we can't stand, and we want to just blast, you know, off this planet. And so, well, not Mars, because I know people are going to be living on Mars. Okay, blast away from Mars and Earth. I can't believe we're going to have people living on Mars. That blows my mind. Anyway, I don't even know where that's going to go. But the idea that we could then manipulate cancer to do what we want to figure it out is way cool. For the purposes of their animal trial, Dr. Gambhir noted that a cancerous tumor 1 cubic millimeter in size, which is equal to a grain of rice, could be detectable. Now, having a grain of rice that's even bigger than that, but still, something that's small, a cubic millimeter is tiny. Everybody break out a ruler and take a look at what a millimeter is. That is a small, that's almost like a flea, the size of a flea. All right. While researchers have yet to conduct trials with human participants, Dr. Gambhir says he hopes these mini circles will be able to detect early and stage one cancer. Now, the DNA mini circles have these little rings of DNA. They work by going into the cancer cell, and then they turn on the cell's machinery to make RNA. The RNA then makes a protein, which in this case is secreted embryonic alkaline phosphatase. And then it serves as a cancer biomarker. Now, something that's interesting is we are talking about a mini, mini-sized tumor, okay? What's nice about the biomarker issue is with the biomarkers, okay, then we know who it's coming from. We know what the biomarker, is it colon cancer? Is it ovarian cancer? Is it pancreatic cancer? So those tumor markers, it tells us what. With this is different. This is just telling us we have cancer. Then we need to figure out where the cancer is coming from. Now, can something that small be picked up on a PET scan? You know, because then that could be the next issue. Well, if we're looking for something a millimeter by a millimeter, then maybe what we then do is we scan the whole body and we try to see where this little thing is coming from. But what if you can't find it? You know, and my other concern is what if a lot, I mean, I think this is a great test, but what has to be ironed out is, let's say a lot of us do have mini tumors. Maybe many of us have little cancers. And our body, during certain times of the day or month or whatever, have the ability to fight it or stave it off. Maybe a lot of us have little millimeter tumors already as we speak. So they start to give this test out, and all of us turn up positive. That could be scary. Now, remember, we have Obamacare. And Obamacare is more anti-test. Okay? They really don't want, you know, us taking a test, thinking we have cancer, and then going through all the rigmarole to hunt it down and find it. PET scans, surgeries, those are expensive. MRIs, CAT scans, etc. So, you know, it's going to be just because researchers can figure this out and have been able to come up with this doesn't mean we're going to be able to take advantage of it in a practical sense. All right, now, but, okay, where I think this could be pretty, pretty useful is you have somebody who smokes. Like, for example, we had a patient this week. It's been a short week thus far, so yesterday, who he smokes. He's lost about 20 pounds, but he said he's done it on purpose. Okay, he's done it on purpose, but you smoke. Now, we're allowed to recommend CAT scans to screen for lung cancer. If you're a smoker and a pretty heavy smoker, we're allowed to order a CAT scan to screen for cancer. No, I don't think I want the CAT scan. I can't afford it. I can't, well, you know, whatever. So a test like this, okay, in essence could maybe save money. Okay, well, we'll have you do the cancer test. Okay, you take these micro rings, swallow it, you pause because of the pill, you have them manipulate, and if you give off the antigen or the RNA or the RNA protein, then we know, okay, we need to scan you or we need to, et cetera. So in essence, this could be used if done right, because preventative medicine is something that Obamacare does want to embolden and recommend and encourage. So, you know, if we could preventatively do the screen and then who needs to do the test, that'd be great. My only concern is what if it doesn't work? You take it and the cancer's like, what? I don't want this. I'm not going to do nothing with this. No, leave me alone. And it just kind of goes on its merry way doing what it's doing. That could be an issue also. So it's cool. This is really, really cool stuff. I'm excited. I just don't know where it's going to go. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing exciting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network to make the show happen. Big thanks to Dan, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Newsweek is reporting that cannabis and marijuana is more than 100 times safer than alcohol. They say you are 114 times more likely to die from overdosing on alcohol than you are from cannabis. This report is published in Scientific Reports Journal. It compared the risks associated with 10 substances using the margin of exposure approach. This method compares a lethal dose of the drug with the dosage typically taken by recreational users. Substances tested included alcohol, nicotine, as well as illicit drugs like cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, and methamphetamines, and found the mortality risk of individuals posed by cannabis was approximately 114 times less than that of alcohol. In fact, they said cannabis was the only substance to be classified as low risk. In contrast, alcohol posed the highest risk to individuals and was ranked alongside nicotine, cocaine, and heroin as high risk. Now, in terms of risk posed to a population, alcohol was the only substance classified as high risk. However, the researchers noted that it's partly due to, obviously, it's legal. Okay? You know, we don't have a lot of studies on marijuana because it's been illegal this whole time until recently. And so you'll have more people, almost everybody, I don't want to say almost everybody, but you'll have, you know, a huge majority of Americans, adult Americans, admitting to having tried alcohol. You don't have that many people admitting to having tried marijuana. And even if they did, they wouldn't admit it because up until now it's been illegal. And again, it's still legal in some states. So in terms of risk posed to the population, they said maybe it's because alcohol was, and again, alcohol being so much more used more often. The report said that many European governments adopted restrictive policies towards cannabis and other illicit drugs due to the perception they're more harmful than alcohol and tobacco. So if governments are being more restrictive on, you know, narcotics and on marijuana because they're quote-unquote illegal, yet alcohol causes more deaths, why is the government being so restrictive on those and not as restrictive on alcohol? That's the question that's being posed. If alcohol is a hell of a lot more dangerous. I'm not saying that. That's the question being posed. All right. They say specifically the results confirm that the risk of cannabis may have been overestimated in the past. In contrast, the risk of alcohol may have been commonly underestimated. Professor David Nutt, chair of neuropsychopharmacology at Imperial College in London, and former chair of the Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs, said that the results make perfect sense. The ultra-low mortality of cannabis has long been recognized with health harms greatly exaggerated. I recommend that cannabis be reinstated as a medicine and, in his country, recognized by the House of Lords report in 2001 that the harms are outweighed by health benefits. You're going to start to see more and more. I definitely foresee in the next 10 years marijuana being legalized federally, legalized in all the states, and being already incorporated within the next 10 years into regular medical regimens. That's what I see. Do I think logistically we're going to be able to catch up? Oh, hell no. All right. I see it being a complete mess when it comes to how we handle driving citations and kids being exposed. I mean, look at what's happening with this e-cig. What's happening with these e-cigs is a complete cluster, right? You have this big boom of e-cigarettes, okay? Manufacturers making them, kids smoking them now. There's all these flavors, and everybody's all excited about e-cigs. And all of a sudden, government's like, wait a second. No. We don't know if this is, you know, hazardous. We don't want people exposed. Wait a second. No, we need to regulate. And it is one complete cluster. I am hoping that our government officials can already see, you know, a little bit into the future. And you don't even have to be able to see into the future. Can you just kind of see what a trend is, the growing trend is? All right. And I hope that we could catch up because marijuana will be legalized. Okay. People are voting it in. They want marijuana legalized. They don't want to sit here and have to worry about being pulled over or having charges on their record, etc. And I understand that, okay? And I think marijuana has some medicinal uses, absolutely. I just don't know how we're going to handle, all right, well, how do you, stop smoking in public places or, so like, for example, e-cigs on the subway. People are claiming that the e-cigs are being swapped with marijuana, all right? So if you're allowed to smoke a cigarette or an e-cig, but not marijuana, or you're allowed to smoke marijuana, but not, you know, it's a complete cluster, all right? We don't have any uniformity, no consistency. I don't think law enforcement even knows what to do, and it's going to waste law enforcement's time. They need to be dealing with the real, real high crime issues. But now you're going to have people complain that their kid is sitting next to somebody who smells of marijuana, picking up third-hand smoke, picking up the e-cig vapor, and once it starts getting into the legal system, then there's going to have to be more government policy. So the government's going to get all into this, and we're also finding marijuana prices skyrocketing, because once the government gets involved and forces companies to tax, or they force these companies to pay high taxes, we're seeing the cost of the product rise. So some of my patients who I guess use marijuana on their own are really nervous about it being legalized, because it's going to take, you know, now they really don't have to fear about getting arrested as it is, all right, but they could afford their marijuana. Once prices start to go up, they're going to be using less. And so it's a very, very interesting time that we're seeing right now. All right, so back to this. The Washington Post pointed out that the study merely reaffirmed drug safety rankings, looking at alcohol versus... See, here's the thing. Alaska just legalized marijuana. So with Alaska, there's high alcoholism. So one of the things researchers are looking at is, are we going to see less depression, less suicide, because people may be swapping alcohol with the marijuana? Unlikely. And marijuana can also cause depression. Marijuana could also put you at risk for suicide. But we've only studied to the degree that we have alcohol. We haven't studied marijuana to that same degree like we have with alcohol. Cannabis still classified as illegal, et cetera. Okay, good. So that's what's going on there. So I don't know. It's something that we're going to, I don't even think the Supreme Court's going to get involved with that. You're going to definitely see the Supreme Court get involved with vaccine mandates. You're going to see the Supreme Court get involved with, gay marriage. That we're going to see, this year. I don't think they're going to get involved with marijuana. Too many people want it. But where they will have to probably later get involved with is the individual's right in terms of being allowed to expose others, or in terms of being, let's say, where we are going to start to see court cases, which we already have, is like, for example, you can't go to work under the influence, okay, right? But there is a case where somebody, an employer is being sued in the American with Disabilities Act because somebody was using medical marijuana for their disability, and they are not supposed to come to work and have a positive drug test. She had a positive drug test. And so is the employer liable for having an employee who could be technically under the influence, or is the employee liable for firing somebody who was supposed to be protected under the American Disabilities Act because they had marijuana in their system? All right, this is where the Supreme Court may later have to get involved with. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also talked about a company planning to sell kosher marijuana. Apparently, when there's a demand, there has to be a supply. You have people who use medical marijuana and want to get it in edibles, or, you know, have their marijuana in edibles. And if New York comes to legalize marijuana, there's going to be marijuana edible bakeries and shops. Well, there are very strict laws to kashrut and kosher, and so now manufacturers are working with rabbis to get all that in place. Now, they're obviously working ahead of schedule, okay? That which is smart, but I don't know how much more expensive that's going to be. I tell you, man, once we start to get regulations and governments and certifications and sealants, this stuff is getting expensive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, I want to talk about the FDA knew that these endoscopes, okay, could possibly, from what we're hearing, there's a report that the FDA knew that there could be possible contamination issues with these endoscopes that possibly infected multiple people at UCLA Medical Center. All right, and then when we come back, we're also going to be talking about where we got to figure out how much sunshine we need. Apparently, lack of sunshine is even worse for your risk of diabetes rather than obesity. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Spend your life with
Extendivite. The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dolly 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently, I apologize, I'm having an issue here with my, okay, here we go. Apparently a lawmaker is asking Congress to investigate the FDA response into this UCLA superbug outbreak, which, again, I just have to say, UCLA is not the only one that has had issues with this carbapenem resistant bacteria, okay? It's just they have gotten a lot of publicity over this. It's serious still, but, you know, this happens a lot more often than we know. Now, apparently there's been a revelation that these contaminated endoscopes that were possibly linked to this superbug outbreak at UCLA were cleaned according to manufacturer instructions, but still allegedly caused 7 people to become infected with the deadly drug-resistant bacteria. 7 people have become infected right now with CRE at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center after undergoing these endoscopic procedures. And they believe that the CRE may have played a role in 2 of their patient deaths. Hospital officials said this was last week. 179 people have been exposed to this bug now. Now, the scopes called the duodenoscopes are inserted into the mouth. It looks at the patient's intestine, pancreas, and the liver. All right? They were new and had only been in use since June, so they were not, you know, 10-year-old pieces of equipment. They were cleaned in accordance with manufacturer guidelines, according to officials. The hospital said they traced the bacteria back to 2 endoscopes manufactured by the Olympus Corporation of the Americas. The FDA told ABC News that it had been aware of cleaning issues and bacterial transmissions associated with duodenoscopes for more than a year. The CDC first alerted the FDA to a potential association of multidrug-resistant bacteria and duodenoscopes back in the fall of 2013, according to an agency spokesperson. The FDA has been actively working with federal partners, manufacturers, and other stakeholders to better understand the issues that contribute to the infections and what could be done to mitigate them. Now, the FDA issued a safety communication about the duodenoscopes Thursday, this was a few days ago, explaining that they are used in about 500,000 procedures a year. But the meticulous cleaning and disinfecting may not entirely eliminate the risk of transmitting infection. From January 2012 to December 2014, the FDA received reports of 135 patients suspected of contracting germs that were from reprocessed duodenoscopes. Now, one of you had asked me, why can't these things be disposable? I don't know if you've ever seen them. These are expensive suckers. I mean, I don't know how many thousands of dollars a duodenoscope is now. But for the patient to kind of get through with a $50 copay and maybe a $250 hospital deductible, which no longer exists, you probably would now be talking about probably a $5,000 plus procedure. They just don't. They're you know, these things with the, yes, it would be nice for them to come up with disposable type. Unfortunately, a disposable, it would be so expensive that hospitals, I don't know if hospitals could afford to buy them. I mean, to throw them out after one use. Unfortunately, though, for a lot of procedures, we may have to, you know, eventually go to that. If we cannot figure out how to clean these things, we're going to have to come up with inexpensive ways to do these scopes where they're, see, what would eventually happen is some of the, because, you know, the scopes have to be hooked up to a camera, so there has to be a camera involved, there has to be lighting, there has to be lenses, etc. So I suppose there could be parts that if some of the, if you know, what they have to determine is where in the scope are the contaminating bugs hiding out. And if that part could be disposable, where you just take out the lenses, you take out the camerawear, and you throw out the, for example, where I think the contamination is happening is not on the outside. Okay? I think, you know, because again, the scope goes in, it comes out, you can clean it, sterilize it. What I think is possibly happening is when they do a biopsy, and if there's a little port that they do the biopsy out of, they take a sample of the biopsy, and then they draw it up through the little mini micro port. That would be, to me, possibly where the bacteria is hiding out. What if the micro port, or that part of the tubing, ends up being the disposable, and then you just reattach cameras, etc. But then you have to make sure that the attachment of the cameras, etc., are being done meticulously. Also, you have to be concerned that if it is like a screw-in type of camera setup, if the bacteria already snuck into the tubing and then can travel and already attach to the camera aspect, then you're, you know, still have an issue. Although taking out the camera and sterilizing that separately, you see, it's difficult, but I think it is doable. It's going to take a lot of planning, a lot of work. Anyway, the last month there was a report that revealed 23 endoscopy patients at a Seattle hospital were infected with the CRE. And remember, it's not just one bacteria. It's a group of bacteria, the carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, that do, it's like E. coli, Klebsiella, that do not respond to the carbapenem, one of the fanciest class of antibiotics. Pretty serious, heavy type of antibiotics. 11 additional patients with CRE at the hospital died, but they can't say if the superbug played a role in their deaths. There have also been incidents in Pittsburgh, Chicago. So you see, this is something that can happen anywhere. Okay? UCLA right now, it's because people are like, okay, what the hell is going on? Can we figure this out? Duodenoscopes are made by various manufacturers. One attorney told ABC News he may sue the endoscope manufacturer Olympus because he believes it was used on one of his clients who later died after contracting the superbug. And on another, a teen who was hospitalized on and off for 3 months after being infected with the bug. Olympus did not respond to repeated requests or comments about the possible lawsuit. That's a tough one, too, because in the hospital is a very common place for people to get exposed to these resistant bugs, okay? Just because somebody had an endoscope and then they later were infected with CRE, I think it's still hard to prove that it was the scope that did it. You know, I mean, it could be possible, definitely, but it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, of course there's going to be lawsuits. That just comes with the territory. I just don't know if they'd be able to prove that. They say, well, all endoscopes, including duodenoscopes, require thorough reprocessing after patient use in order to be safe. The Olympus TJF-Q180V requires careful attention to cleaning and reprocessing steps, including meticulous manual cleaning, to ensure effective reprocessing. So, now we have a letter sent Monday to the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. Representative Ted Lieu says outbreaks related to contaminated medical scopes have national security ramifications. And so now he is asking that President Obama issued an executive, he noted that President Obama issued an executive order in September, making it a national security priority to combat antibiotic-resistant bacteria such as CRE. Lieu said an FDA safety alert issued last week following the incident provides no assurance that further outbreaks can be prevented. He says, while federal agencies such as the CDC and prevention are combating superbugs, the current recommended sterilization procedures would continue to result in superbug outbreak and deaths. It is. It's scary stuff. One of my listeners asked, what do I do? My mom is in her 60s. She has diabetes. She's supposed to have a procedure. It's scary. You know, I understand it's scary. And if there is no guarantee that these things are cleaned thoroughly, you know, there's not a lot of incentive for people to want to go and get the testing. Unfortunately, these tests are extremely important. Okay, I mean, we rely on these tests to look for cancer, to evaluate you for a variety of conditions. So apparently, a spokeswoman for FDA said that pulling ERCP devices from the market would pose more harm to public health by removing a life-saving medical instrument. They say of the more than 500,000 procedures performed in the U.S. each year, only a small fraction has been associated with these antibiotic-resistant organisms. It's crazy stuff. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I guess there is a man who ate at Benihana. Are you guys familiar with the Benihana chain? Really, really cool chain. It's Japanese, where you have a chef there that is kind of dancing around and chopping up your food in front of you and then lighting it on fire and making a volcano and all sorts of cool stuff. Apparently, Jack King won the Benihana challenge, I think. And he ate at the Benihana chain 579 times last year. He won Benihana's 2014 Passport Challenge. Apparently 19,000 people participated in the contest. The company is going to award Mr. King with a gift card worth $1,000 and a trip for King and a guest to a U.S. Benihana location that he could pick out. Oh, I would totally pick out Alaska or Hawaii. All right. He's from Utah. And I guess making all these hundreds of visits, he actually lost weight. All right. He took the top spot in the contest division for overall restaurant tips. King, 51 years old, to the newspaper, I normally go four times a week. It's Salt Lake's best kept secret for lunch. It's the same meal you get at dinner, only slightly smaller portion. And, I mean, you know, when you look at the food, it's very interesting. The soup, pretty healthy soup. I don't know how salty it is, but that's not fattening. The meat isn't fried, okay? You know, it's cooked on that Benihana grill. Then, of course, there's like white rice or brown rice, and there's the vegetables. You could skip the rice. But I got to tell you, I don't know much about the salt part of it, but from the fat standpoint, I don't think it's that bad. And, you know, the meat is cut up into little pieces, so a lot of the fat is burned off. The total cost of King's 579 visits came to approximately $6,900. He explained to the website that an average meal with tip is about $12, and anytime I go eat out for lunch, it's 7 to 15 anywhere anyway. So I think it's good value for the money, and I think they do a good job and keep things healthy. So he may take a trip to Anchorage, Alaska, or Key West, Florida, to go to Benihana's. That is pretty interesting, huh? The Benihana Challenge. All right. Also interesting is how much sunshine do we really, really need? I think we need a lot more than we're getting. I just don't know how to prevent us from getting melanoma. But a new study has warned that people with low levels of vitamin D are more likely to be obese and more likely to have type 2 diabetes. And the lack of sunshine increases your risk of diabetes more than weight. They are also more likely than people with normal vitamin D levels to have the pre-diabetes. And, of course, if left untreated, you're more prone to get type 2 diabetes. Okay, the risk of metabolic syndrome, which we call diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, that triad, is also increasing. And a new Spanish study found that a deficiency in vitamin D, all right, is more of a risk for your diabetes than you being overweight. And metabolic syndrome, the diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity combined, puts you at higher risk for heart disease, stroke, and other conditions that affect blood vessels. So this is not something we want to mess around with. And we've been told for years, I mean, we knew this back in the olden days, I mean, that you need to be out in the sun. Those people that don't get out into the sun don't do well. I mean, I remember getting cut or even having acne or whatever, and I would go and lay out in the sun, and the pimples would go away, and the cut I got on my leg or whatever would heal up quicker with the sun. Now, I think I overdid sun exposure, and again, you know, living in Las Vegas, you know, we are exposed to the sun a lot, and we try to hide from it, but this idea of keep these kids out of the sun, keep these kids completely sunscreened, etc. I want to avoid skin cancer at all costs, but, I mean, are we really over-restricting the amount of sun they could get? There's a direct link between vitamin D levels and how body metabolizes glucose. So obese people that did not have diabetes or another blood sugar disorder seem to have higher levels of vitamin D than participants that had the diabetes. So there must be a vitamin D issue. Not only does vitamin D help control calcium that keeps bones and muscles healthy and helps the immune system, we also know that vitamin D may also help you with eczema as well as asthma. So we're finding so much more with vitamin D. Now, you could fortify vitamin D with vitamins, vitamin D fortified milk, oily fish, eggs, etc. But the biggest cause of our vitamin D deficiency is we are afraid to be out in the sun. And we are avoiding the sun. It, you know, also look at our lifestyle. I get up when it's dark. I get to work kind of as the sun is rising. And I don't come home till the sun has set. You know, and, you know, I've been talking to my staff. I go, guys, when, you know, you take your breaks, if you want to go outside and get some sun, you know, you may want to think about it. I'm thinking about doing that. Just kind of, you know, walking outside, just kind of, it's hard because I think my neighbors, you know, the neighboring businesses make fun of me. You know, I'm there in my big white coat, kind of sitting out there. You know, it looks like I'm having a smoke. And I'm not having a smoke. I'm out there trying to get some sun. But, unfortunately, where we are, we're still pretty shaded. But, I don't know. So, you know, get your vitamin D levels checked, supplement with vitamin D diet-wise, and have a good heart-to-heart with your dermatologist on what you can, you know, do, you know, to try to get more sun. Because it's a very, very frustrating struggle that we're having. I think plain, and unless that's just the risk we have to take, we need to be outside. It's going to be better, you know, because we talk about these centenarians and how did these people live all these, you know, how did these people live till 100 and how did they live so healthy without dementia, etc. Many of them talk about having wine. Many of them talk about having a daily routine, and all of them talk about how they have their daily walk or their daily stroll outside. Okay? Your plants need sun. Your animals love sun. We need to get sun. It's very important. If you have a little house cat, let him run around the backyard for a little bit. I mean, you know, keep an eye on him. But I just think everybody, yeah, oh, I know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, peanut allergies, okay? We're getting some new news that maybe what we need to do is expose young kids to peanuts early. A study published yesterday in New England Journal of Medicine found that children younger than one who avoided peanuts were 80% more likely to develop full-blown peanut allergies than those who didn't. Besser said this is important because the number of children living with peanut allergies have tripled since 1997. Parents definitely obviously are concerned, like, wait a second, if my kid is allergic, do I really want to give him something he's allergic to? But think about it, okay? We have more peanut allergy children today than we did in the past. Why? Is it because more stuff is being put into the peanuts? Or is it that when we were little, we were exposed to peanut butter a lot more? Peanut butter and jelly was, I remember having to be in daycare and preschool, and you had peanut butter and jelly back then all the time because they were easy. It wouldn't, you know, rot or spoil that quickly. And nowadays, no, let's avoid this, let's avoid this, let's avoid this. Same thing with animals. A study came out saying your kid will be less allergic to animals if the animal is in the house when the kid is a baby. Now, mind you, if the kid has severe respiratory issues, we want to limit the amount of allergens when it comes to pets, etc. But we're finding kids exposed to animals as infants seem to do better with allergies later. And we're also finding kids that have been in, daycare earlier seem to get sick less than kids that don't start school till kindergarten years. So now they're saying, you know, maybe we need to look at letting these kids get exposed to peanuts earlier, you know. I don't know. It's tricky. You know, luckily, I fed my kids peanut butter. You know, remember, I can't cook. So some dinners, I was like, here's peanut butter and jelly. Really, Mom? Yes. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Take me down, take me down. Take me down, take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.